Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course. Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
So tomorrow in the Dáil, the first part of the government's term comes to an end and the position of Taoiseach and Tánaiste rotate. Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar will change roles. All cabinet ministers will relinquish their roles, only to be nominated again a few hours later. And there are also changes afoot amongst the junior ministerial ranks, although that matter is unlikely to be decided until next week. So let's take a look at what to expect as Leinster House holds this marathon 9-hour sitting tomorrow. I'm joined by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. You're very welcome, Harry. Thanks for being here. This is very interesting. It's unprecedented.
It is. It's the first, and it's a historical moment. It's the first time that we've had a change of Taoiseach during a term as part of an agreement where two parties agreed to share power and also share the top two roles in government. It's almost like a Northern Ireland power sharing situation, but kind of transplanted to the Republic. So what's going to happen at the weekend is that Micheál Martin is going to come to the end of his 2.5-year term, and Leo Varadkar is going to serve as Taoiseach for the remainder of this government if it does last until 2025. So they'll swap roles. And also, in an unwritten agreement, the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, will move over to the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and Michael McGrath, who's in that department, will move into the Department of Finance for the remainder of the term. There'll be a couple of other changes. There are a number of ministries that go with the role of the Taoiseach. So the Minister for European Affairs usually is one that belongs to the lead government party, if I can phrase it like that. So perhaps Thomas Byrne will be moving as a junior minister. And then there's the Chief Whip job, which is the one that most people are focused on. At the moment, Jack Chambers is the Chief Whip. He's going to move, and Fine Gael is going to have the call in relation to that particular role. But that's the only one of the senior ministries on which there is a lot of speculation, because it's a super junior position. Hildegard Nocton is the Fine Gael super junior at the moment. But Brendan Griffin, the TD from Kerry, has been fulfilling the role of deputy Chief Whip since the formation of this government. And there is speculation that he may be given the role and Hildegard Nocton may be... May lose her super junior status, because the Chief Whip has to be a super junior. So that's most of the speculation is centering around that particular position.
So, you know, there was a lot of talk about the Minister for Health, about Stephen Donnelly's role and whether he might be moved or not. That has quietened down over the last week or so, hasn't it?
And Dara O'Brien. That's not going to happen. I never thought it was going to happen, because Fianna Fáil, when they went into government, the big gamble that they took was that they would take upon themselves the most difficult ministries, health and housing. And if they were to sack the manager, as it were, at this juncture, that would be tantamount to them admitting that they haven't succeeded in those particular roles. And it would make for a field day for the opposition to attack not only the departing minister, but the new minister coming in. And Stephen Donnelly has had his moments as Minister for Health, but there is a feeling within Fianna Fáil that he's been performing more steadily over the past year, that after the first turbulent year, things have sorted down. And I think the same goes for Dara O'Brien as well. I never thought it was conceivable that he was going to move. He has a very difficult task. He's halfway through. And to employ an old Fianna Fáil slogan from the past, he has some done, but he has an awful lot yet to do in relation to proving himself in that particular ministry.
It's just interesting what that says about the power of the backbench in Fianna Fáil, because the noise about those roles seem to be coming from that quarter. And Micheál Martin has obviously enough authority now, if what you're saying comes to pass, to resist those calls.
Well, Micheál Martin's authority in the party is kind of unchallenged at the moment. He's a slight enigma. I mean, when he became leader of Fianna Fáil, nobody thought that he would become Taoiseach. He was going to become the first Fianna Fáil leader who had never become Taoiseach, and he became Taoiseach. He revived the party to a certain extent, even though the result for the party in the last election was very disappointing, a very poor performance, particularly by him during the election campaign. And people were saying that by the time this change took place, midway through the term of the government, Micheál Martin would be gone. And Micheál Martin has somehow managed to stay. He will become Taoiseach. The question now arises is Micheál Martin going to be the person who's going to lead Fianna Fáil into the next election or not? I don't think he is, but there isn't, unlike Fine Gael, there isn't anybody, with the exception perhaps of Michael McGrath, who is seen as a ready-made successor to Fianna Fáil. So there's no movement in relation to the leadership question within the party. And because there isn't, that really copper fastens Micheál Martin's position as leader of the party. So he is almost unchallenged at present. Jim O'Callaghan was seen as a person who might be a challenger for Micheál Martin. But I think that the result in the Dublin Bay South by-election the summer before last damaged him, or certainly dented his particular ambition. And Jim O'Callaghan hasn't really emerged as a credible challenger at this moment in time.
Do you expect things to change coming up to the next election date? That's what
I think they will. I think Fianna Fáil will need a new leader to lead it into the next election, because the party had 44, 45 seats in 2016 and they fell down. They lost almost 10 seats in the election they were expected to gain. And the rule of thumb generally is that a party leaving government loses seats. I mean, it's very rare for a party leaving government to gain seats. It does happen, but it's an exception rather than the rule. So the name of the game for TDs and for parties is to salvage as many seats as they possibly can. And that goes for Fine Gael as much as it does for Fianna Fáil. And I think that Fianna Fáil at some stage needs to have a refresh. It needs to identify its best potential talent, to bring that talent forward and to give it prominent roles. And one of the things that surprises me a little bit is that there's been no talk of any reshuffle within the Fianna Fáil side of government. And there are reasons for that, and probably potent reasons for that. But at the same time, the party does need at this moment in time to nurture its talent and to bring people with potential and people with ambition within the party board, because it does really have to think about the next election and the question of survival. Especially in the threat that Sinn Féin poses. And Sinn Féin poses a big threat to both parties at present.
When you talk about a refresh, you look at Fine Gael, a party, some of those ministers have been in cabinet in some shape or form since 2010. I mean, surely the refresh is more urgent on that side of the house.
Well, I think there'll probably be a slightly more refresh on the Fine Gael side. I think it's not going to happen amongst the senior ministries. The problem is that there's three parties in government, so there aren't a huge amount of portfolios to bandy around. And most of the Fine Gael ministers are comparatively young. Some of them are very experienced, but you do need experience as well as young talent. But I just think that at the moment, that if they were to do that, I think that would probably deter them a little bit from the course that they're trying to follow, and would be perhaps disruptive. I think what's going to happen in Fine Gael is that there will be some churn in relation to the junior ministerial ranks. We'll see two or three people leaving and two or three people emerging.
And that's next week.
That's next week. I can understand why they're not doing it at senior level, because there aren't a huge amount of portfolios at senior level. But I think that both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil should be looking at refreshing at the junior ranks.
Harry, will you run us through what's going to happen tomorrow? What does it look like?
So it's a long day, as you say. So the Dáil will convene tomorrow morning. And what will happen is that nominations will be invited for the role of Taoiseach. So we expect Richard Bruton, who's the chair of Fine Gael, to nominate Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach. And then for Eimear Higgins, who's the youngest member of the parliamentary party, to second that that particular nomination. And that's kind of pro forma. We've seen that before. Senior person nominating and then being seconded by the youngest member of the parliamentary party. Noel Rock had the honour in 2016, as far as my memory serves me. And then if there are any other nominations, if Sinn Féin may nominate Mary Lou MacDonald to make a symbolic point. So she'll be nominated and seconded. And then there will be the vote for Taoiseach that will take place. And that will take place not by electronic means. So people will pass through the chamber to vote for the candidate that they believe. But of course, Leo Varadkar will become Taoiseach because he has the numbers. So then there will be a debate that involves both the government side and the opposition side. And then there will be a break. And then during the afternoon, the Taoiseach will go to the Oris. During the afternoon, the Taoiseach will nominate his new ministers and tell which ministers.
The new Taoiseach. But Micheál Martin has already been to the Oris at this point, hasn't
he? Yes, he's resigned. Yeah. Sorry, Micheál Martin will have resigned by that stage. Leo Varadkar will tell which ministers what portfolios they're getting. There won't be too much change there, but they all will have to be renominated. And then the cabinet as a whole will go to the Oras to meet the president in the late afternoon, early evening. And the president will give them their seals of office. The new cabinet will meet for the first time in Oras and Uachtaráin, and then they will come back for presumably for further debate in the Dáil.
OK, and then we'll get all of the intrigue next week about the junior ministries, which could be interesting, actually.
Yeah, that's expected to happen on Tuesday. And I think most movement has been speculated within Fine Gael. And I'm loath to speculate. One of my greatest moments on radio, Claire, happened in 2005 when Ivor Callaly got the Order of the Boot. And there was lots of speculation as to who would replace him. And I was on the News at One with Sean O'Rourke. And Sean O'Rourke coerced me into naming the person who was going to succeed Ivor Callaly. And I said, Sean Haughey. And about 20 minutes later, Bertie Hearn announced that it was Mary Wallace. So
that's the last time you made a prediction, is it?
Just in case any of the leaders go Elon Musk on us and decide that they're going to nominate unusual people. Within Fine Gael, the people who had been talked about in terms of promotion include Jennifer Carl McNeill, who has impressed since becoming a TD, Neil Richmond, and also Brendan Griffin, who we mentioned earlier on, who's been mentioned perhaps as getting the whiff role. And those who seem to be in the danger zone are Frankie Feehan, Colin Brophy and Josepha Madigan. And no talk within Fianna Fáil at all, which I'm surprised about. I think that there should be one or two changes within Fianna Fáil.
Harry, we'll leave it there. Football and politics, dangerous to make predictions, but you've done it now. Thanks very much. Harry McGee there. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.